there was, to Ben's surprise, a speeder bike race. Enough members of the Raining Leaves and Broken Columns had acquired the vehicles, whether by trading or stealing, Ben didn't know, to warrant such a competition. There was only one race, for those without the arts, and 8 competitors lined up to participate. Ben supposed that there were not enough force users with speeder bikes to hold the heat. As the speeders roared from the starting line, Ben realized that something was working at him, nagging him. He pulled down his macro binoculars and thought about it. Something he'd missed? He was still bothered by Vistara's claims of having lost her lightsaber. He couldn't imagine losing his that way. But questions put by Luke and Ben to members of the Raining Leaves made it clear that Vistara had come into their company with nothing but the clothes on her back, with no way to have carried a concealed lightsaber. No. Although that question did concern Ben, it wasn't what was eating at him. He tried to drift away from thoughts and puzzles to feel the ambient flow of the Force through him. There was a malevolent intent at work here in the camp. He could feel it. A faint tingle of malice. Very scattered. Very diffuse. He immediately thought of Vistara. But to his surprise, even resuming his observation of her through the macro binoculars, he did not feel that it emanated from her. And as the sun rose higher, that sensation grew, even though it became no more focused. Near noontime, Ben greeted the other offworlders and tribalist Shaw as they returned for the midday meal.
"I saw you shooting," he told Han. "How'd you do?"
"First place, of course. 70 of 70.
Han's tone was matter-of-fact.
"That fancy boy from the Broken Columns came in second. 69 of 70.
He jerked a thumb toward 2 of their companions.
"Carrick and Yuliri tied at 68, and they had a shoot-off to break the tie. Yuliri smoked him."
Carrick scowled.
"I don't practice much with pistols. If a target is close enough to be in pistol range, I've fouled up somehow with my rifle."
"Excuses, excuses,"
Yuliri said cheerfully. She held up a medallion, circular and about 5 centimeters in diameter. It was of yellow porcelain and had the image of a pistol on it and hung from a leather thong.
"They give out awards."
Han held up his. It was glossy black and had apparently been carved from onyx and then polished rather than fashioned from clay.
"I think I'll win 6 or 8 more and have a complete set of coasters,"